ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasatim vyasam Tato jayam udiraye. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, Nara's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Today's text is 33.
Amayonyascha bhutanam
Jayate na suvrata
Tadeva hyamayam dravyam
Napunati chikitsitam.
When there's a vowel like a Y and then an A, you don't have to pronounce the he separately. It's tadeva hi amayam dravyam. Instead of tadeva hi amayam dravyam, it adds an extra syllable that's not actually there in the Sanskrit. So it's tadeva hi amayam dravyam. Napunati chikitsitam. One more? Anyone?
Amayo yasya bhutanam. Jayate na suvrata. Good. Tadevahyam dravyam. Napunati chikitsitam.
Here are your word for word translations. Are you ready?
Yes.
Only part way ready?
Fully
ready. Amaya.
Amaya.
Diseases.
Diseases.
Ya.
Ya.
Cha.
Cha.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Bhutanam.
Bhutanam.
Of the living being.
Of the living being.
So it definitely relates to us. Jayate.
Jayate.
Become possible.
Become possible.
Yena.
Yena.
By the agency.
By the agency.
Sufrata.
Sufrata.
O good soul.
O good soul.
Who's saying that to whom?
Another to be.
That's right. And what is the relationship between Narada and Vedavyas in this dialogue? That's right. Narada Muni is the guru of Srila Vyasadeva. He's calling him Suvrata. It's a very kind of intimate, sweet name. Oh, good soul. Suvrata. Tat.
That.
That.
Eva.
Eva.
Very.
He. Certainly. Amayam.
Amayam.
Disease.
Disease.
Dravyam,
dravyam,
thing.
Thing.
Na,
na,
does it not?
Does it not?
Punati,
punati,
cure.
Chikitsitam,
treated with.
So
if I was going to say, in Sanskrit, if I was going to say diseases, what word would you suggest?
Amaya.
And how about chikit? If I said chikitsitam, what would you think I was saying? Yeah, kind of medicinal measure, chikitsitam. It's a word used a lot in this chapter. And dravyam. Yeah, it's like a material thing. Okay, a translation. O good soul means, in Sanskrit, suvrata. O good soul does not a thing.
Dravyam.
Dravyam. Applied therapeutically. Someone look up the word therapeutic real quick. Cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing altogether. O good soul.
O good soul.
Does not a thing.
Does not a thing.
Applied therapeutically.
Therapeutically.
Cure a disease.
Cure a disease.
Which was caused by that very same thing.
Was caused by that very same thing.
Therapeutic. Relating to the healing of disease.
Therapeutic, relating to the healing of disease. Right? And where does it come from?
Mid-17th century via modern Latin and Greek therapeuticos.
Therapeuticos. That's Greek, yeah, definitely. Cure for disease, which is always a welcome thing. You know, if you have a disease and then you find out there's a cure, that's kind of a nice day when you find that out. Okay, purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. An expert physician treats his patient with a therapeutic diet. For example, milk preparations sometimes cause disorder of the bowels, but the very same milk converted into curd and mixed with some other remedial ingredients cures such disorders. Similarly, the threefold miseries of material existence cannot be mitigated simply by material activities. Such activities have to be spiritualized. Just as by fire, iron is made red hot, and thereby the action of fire begins. Similarly, the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into the service of the Lord. That is the secret of spiritual success. We should not try to lord it over the material nature, nor should we reject material things. The best way to make the best use of a bad bargain is to use everything in relation with the Supreme Spiritual Being. Everything is an emanation from the Supreme Spirit, and by His inconceivable power, He can convert spirit into matter and matter into spirit. Therefore, a material thing, so-called, is at once turned into a spiritual force by the great will of the Lord. The necessary condition for such a change is to employ so-called matter in the service of the Spirit. That is the way to treat our material diseases and elevate ourselves to the spiritual plane where there is no misery, no lamentation, and no fear. When everything is thus employed in the service of the Lord, we can experience that there is nothing except the Supreme Brahman. The Vedic mantra that everything is Brahman is thus realized by us. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshitarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabhana Videvi Daitaya Kripadeh Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Primadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhava Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate
Gora virvava bhome stam nirdesa sajana priya Vaishnava sarva bhoma shri Jagannathaya te namaha Vancha kulpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha Patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Namo mahavaranyaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne goratvishe namaha Pancha tattvat makam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam Bhakta avataram bhaktakyam namami bhakta shaktikam He krishna karuna sindo dinabando jagatpate Gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute Jayatam surapupangor mama manda matirgati Matsarvaswapadambojao radha manada mohano Divya vrindaranya kulpadrumada Srimad ratnagara singhasanastav Srimad radha shila govinda devao Prishtali bhi sevi manusmarami Shriman Rasarasarambi Vamshivatatatastita Karshan Venusvanir Gopir Gopinata Shriyestunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga, Jai Nishinga, Jai Jai Nishinga, Pralada Disha Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Vringa, Yada Yada Hitarmasya, Glanir Bhavati Bharata, Abhyutanam Adharmasya, Tadatmanam Srajamyaham, Paritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, Dharmasam Stapanartaya, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyasi yukvaivam matmanam matparayanaha saradat sarvadharmam paritija mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami vasushaha shushusho sharadhanasya vasudeva kataruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtana Shevana Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyan Taksto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam Nashta Prayeshu Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamalobadayashchaye Chetaiter Anavidam Stitam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam Muktasanga Sajayate Vidite Rade Grantish Chijante Sarvasamshaya Chiyante Chasya Karmani Drishta Eva Manishvare Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Amayo Yashti Bhutanam Jayate Yena Suvrata Kare Vahyamayam Dravyam Napunati Chikitsitam Chikitsitam Napunati Chikitsitam Napunati Chikitsitam O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? This chapter is very important. It's the instructions that Narada Muni is giving to Vyasadeva. It's precipitated by the great depression of Vyasadeva, in that although he's given his best to perform his service, which was compiling the Vedic literature, he still doesn't feel complete. He's not entirely sure why, and we find it actually periods of struggle or depression are the gateway to breakthroughs in devotional service. In fact, in any discipline,
the teachable moment comes when one is at a frustration point and is struggling for the answer and goes to the right source to take shelter. In the Bhagavad Gita, Karpanya Dosho Bahata Sabhava Prishami Tonda Dharma Samudhacheta, Arjuna becomes really disgusted with everything because he sees that by his own endeavors, he's come to the point where he says in the 30th verse of the first chapter that I see viparitani keshavani, viparitani, that everything that I've worked for is actually collapsing. I'm going to get the opposite of what I had hoped. And then, to our great relief, we see in the next chapter that he takes shelter of Krishna. He says, I really don't know what to do. Of course, a lot of people, they are frustrated materially, but then they doggedly carry on without taking shelter anywhere. So it's a great moment in the life of the jiva, and utilizing this frustration to actually take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative. Did you get a package? Tell them it's near Joel today. We don't want any. We don't want your stinking water. Okay. So he becomes frustrated, does Srila Vyasadeva, and then Narada Muni comes and is analyzing the situation of Srila Vyas and tells him that actually you haven't gone far enough into describing the personality of Krishna. Naish karmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam na shobate jnanam alam niranjanam kutakpuna shashvara padramishvare na charpitam karma yadapyakaranam. He says that even if you teach self-realization, if it doesn't have a chuta bhava, if it doesn't have that emotion for the Supreme Personality of God, that relationship with the Lord, said it's nashobate, it's not beautiful, it's not something that can actually sustain us. In fact, the condition of being a living entity is the condition of being addicted. There is no living experience without addiction. You can look up the word. Addiction. The fact is that we're going to be addicted because that's what the nature of consciousness is. Consciousness is alive. Alive means attached. It means there's volition, there's impetus, yes.
The fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity. Synonyms: dependency, craving, habit, weakness, compulsion, fixation, enslavement.
Enslavement, that's a good one.
No.
It comes from Latin adicere.
Adicere.
Denoting a person's inclination or proclivity.
Inclination or proclivity. So, unbeknownst to living entities in the material world, everyone involved in this energy becomes a slave to the energy. That's mentioned by great poet devotee singing Kama Dinam Katina Katita Palita Durnideshas Tesham Jata Mayina Karana Natrapa Nopashanti. Utsrijaitanata yadupate samprata labda buddhis tamayata sharanam abhayam mam niyungshva madasye. He says, in a kind of a lament, actually it's interesting because he's lamenting his past, but he's joyful now at the present, because he says, for how long and how many ways have I served the bad masters of my senses and of the impulses, lust, desire, anger, and so forth. They never gave me time off. They never gave me mercy. And I never questioned them. I simply served them like a slave to the bad masters. But now he says, Utsrijayatanata yadupate samprata labda buddhis. Labda buddhi means now I've gained my intelligence. And no more will I serve these bad masters. He said, now I'm approaching Krishna for some direct service and taking shelter of his fearless lotus feet. We hear that in the purport today. That a person takes shelter of Krishna and becomes fearless. So the condition in the material world is that one is enslaved serving the senses, the bad masters of the senses. And then you have your awakening. And then you can become a divine slave. Divine slavery means that you can become addicted to spiritual activities. Now there's a difference, because here in these three verses that are clustered together, the one before this, Narada Muni says, Etat samsuchitam brahmams tapatraya chikitsitam yarishvare bhagavati karma brahmani pavitam. So here he says, Etat samsuchitam brahmams, he's talking of course to Vyasadeva, Etat samsuchitam brahmams tapatraya, everyone say tapatraya.
Tapatraya.
Those are the threefold miseries. And this is what happens when the spiritual energy becomes tinged with material consciousness, that is the intention to enjoy matter. It becomes transformed. Kleta tapakari, this is what Jiva Goswami calls the transformation of spiritual energy into material energy. So in the spiritual world, there's three major potencies, Pladini, Sandini, and Samvit. When these become transformed in the material world, you have the three modes of material nature, which bind us to various fruitive activities. In the spiritual world, all activities are liberated activities. All addiction is spiritual addiction. It doesn't have an adverse effect. That this is what living entities are actually looking for, even in the material world. That's why in the 1980s, Huey Lewis, famous singer, sang a hit song called I Want a New Drug. And he was saying, I want a drug. He gave a list of things he wanted the drug to do, which included, you know, not make him sick, not make him need more. I mean, we're on Sugar Hill, I might as well. There's an inkling that there is something, that there should be like a drug that actually is addictive, but in a way that it's so nice, but it doesn't cause pain and misery. But when it's infected by material consciousness, Jiva Goswami says, Hlada tapakari, all the same kind of activities that cause the greatest happiness in the spiritual world, they become the source of misery here in the material world. So the transformation of energies. Therefore, how to switch it back? That's the science of Krishna consciousness. And that's what Narada is teaching right now to his disciple, Srila Vyasadeva. So he says, Etat samsuchitam brahmams tapatraya chikitsitam. Everyone say chikitsitam.
Chikitsitam.
Chikitsitam. So when you're presenting the books, you can tell people this is chikitsitam. And chikitsitam means medicine, remedial measure. It's some medicine that you take. And chikitsitam, yadishvare bhagavate karma brahmani bhavitam. So what he says, the medicine is, to dedicate your activity, look it up. You dedicate your activity to the Supreme. So it's three paths. It's very simple. One path is the path of exploitation. I work hard. Why do you get an education? So you can exploit better. The universities are to treat everyone to become little exploiters. You're not a very good exploiter. Let me teach you how to exploit a little bit better. And really, that's the idea. You can be a little Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaka, tiny little enjoyer. Go to the mattress store, get your special sleep number or whatever it is, so you can be a little Hiranyakashipu. And everyone's thinking that this is my thing. If someone moves the fence line by 3 inches, there's a lawsuit, because that's my 3 inches of earth over here. And on a national scale, the warheads are pointed at right now, Russia towards America, America towards Russia. There's a lot of combinations and permutations of which way warheads are pointed right now, and anybody could push a button. And why? Because they're saying, this is my little place over here. In the Bhumi Gita, you'll find in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhumi, personified earth, is marveling at how these knuckle-headed living entities, like kings, they come and they fight, they spill blood over the earth. She says, they're only here for a few seconds. And she said, from her point of view, they just come and go like little insects. They're here one day and then they're gone the next, but they're fighting. This is my space over here. She says, they're not satisfied when they get the earth. They want the water too.
Whoa.
They go out into the ocean and say, this is my expanse of ocean. Someone told me, now the Antarctica is all melting. Now there's a big fight over who gets what waterway. Because they exploit. This is the path of exploitation. And it's a hard road to hoe. It's actually very difficult to work hard and to try to exploit the material nature, because it exploits you back. And it's called a krishtrena. It's hard work. And it's also called shrama. Everyone say shrama.
Shrama.
That's why you live in an ashrama. Because an ashrama is a place where there's no shrama, which is useless labor. So that's one path. Who would like that one? And say no, you don't want that path. I'm talking about the path of exploitation.
Oh, I got that.
I'm sorry. Okay, so then the other path, the path of renunciation, where you say, I'm disgusted with the material world, I don't want it anymore. But Bhagavatam very clearly shows how this is not a solution. Although, if someone speculates without taking shelter of parampara, which actually gives the proper information, they speculate and they say, I'll just give it up. First of all, you can't, because nahi kashchit shanam api jatu tishyati karma krit karyate hyavasha karma sarva prakriti jargonai. You can't stop being addicted. You have to be addicted to something. So if you say, I'm just going to give it up, it's like people give up smoking and then you see them a few weeks later and they're still smoking. That the material condition, you can try to put it aside and not do anything, but Bhagavatam says, Yene ravindaksha vimuktamaninas toyasta bhavada vashuta buddhaya aruya krishna paramparam tata patantyato nadarta yushvanandraya. Unless you come to the path of devotion, which means that you become addicted to Krishna, then whatever imagined position of renunciation you've attained, considered liberation, because you're no longer engaging in material activities. First of all, as I said before, nashobade gyan malam jiram, it doesn't look good anyway. And the second thing is you can't maintain it, because it's not our nature to be renounced. We can't renounce. We don't stay in that position for very long. We'll fall back down again because we seek pleasure and in activity. And therefore, we'll come back to the material nature because we haven't become addicted yet to Krishna, to the internal energy. So that brings us to the third path, which is the path of dedication, which means dedicating everything to the service of the Lord. And that the meaning is?
Devote time, effort, or oneself to a particular task or purpose.
That's nice. Time, effort, or oneself. You can give time, effort, or your whole self, if you like, and devote it to the Supreme. Where does it come from? It
comes from the Latin, dedicate, which means devoted or consecrated.
Devoted or consecrated. Yeah, so this is what's being recommended here. To remedy the situation, one simply has to pull oneself from the two extremes of trying to enjoy the material world or trying to give it up into the path of dedication. It means to give one's heart and soul, dedicate one's activities, whatever they may be, to serve the Supreme Lord. Etat samsuchitam brahmams tapachaya traya chikitsitam yadishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. That brings us to today's verse, which says, what does it say? Amayam yachcha bhutanam. So amayam means a disease. So I have a disease, right? It needs to be cured. Amayo yachcha bhutanam jayate yena suvrata. So now he's naming, like, you have a disease, so how to overcome it. Tareva hyamayam dravyam. Last line? Napunati chikitsitam. So you say you have to use what you already have, the dravyam, because you're already in a material situation. So the dravyam is not going to change. But you just have to apply it in a different way. So the example that Prabhupada's giving here is, if you eat too much rubbery, who's eaten rubbery before?
No.
Who's eaten too much rubbery before? Yeah, back in St. Louis, we used to go out on Saturday mornings. We go out right after Mangalartik because the flights would come in the evening, certain kind of flights that we liked very much, and people had to sleep in the chairs, and then we go out after Mangalartik to meet those people, to sell them books and stuff. So we had to have something, so we'd have all the Mangalartik sweets. There was about 6 different kinds. So we'd eat all those, and then we go out right after Mangalartik. And so I have experience. You can eat lots of rubbery, but then you might get ailment of the stomach. But then he says, you use the same milk, but you change it into dahi, into yogurt, with a little culture of acid, and then it becomes curative. So this is the idea. You just have to apply a different principle to the same thing you're using. And Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagnav brahmanuhutam tenaiva brahmagantavyam brahmakarma samadhina. And that means that whatever you have now, whatever dravya thing you have, if you then dedicate it to the service of the Supreme, then it transforms. It no longer is a material thing, it becomes a spiritual thing. And the example given there is a fire ceremony where the spoon, the ghee, the fire pit, the person offering, everything becomes spiritualized because it's all being employed in the service of Vishnu, offering into the fire. And therefore the transformation becomes complete because of the mood of dedication. So whatever it is, you dedicate to the Supreme Lord. Evam drinam kriya yoga sarva samsriti hetava ta evatma vinashaya kalpante kalpita pare. So then he finishes this series by saying, thus when all the man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which caused his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. So this is means samsriti, means birth and death. How do you get out of that cycle is the prescription that's being given here, dedication. Dedicate your activities and whatever you have to the Supreme. And it doesn't matter where you start. I saw a man when we were driving over here, you know, it's kind of a gray day. I saw a man walking down the street and off to work he goes. He's walking with 2 legs. He's using senses. He's going to go sit. I feel sorry for him. He's sitting in some boring job somewhere. And if he knew the secret, this Chikitsitam secret, even that he could start the process of transforming his work, his consciousness, by dedicating it even a little bit to the Supreme. A little goes a long way, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that even if you do a tiny bit, for the Lord, then it starts to change everything. Just like, who knows how to make dahi? One. Blake, you don't know how to make dahi? You know what dahi is?
Yogurt.
Yogurt, yeah. You know how to make yogurt? I can barely use this example anymore because there are many vegans in the world. So you get a big pot of milk, right? And then you put in a little bit of yogurt culture. A little bit of yogurt culture. And then you put it in the right environment. And like magic, the whole pot of milk turns into yogurt. So the same way, you know, we have our life, it's a big pot of milk. If you just add a little bit of the culture, this chikitsitam, this idea that, you know, my life's meant for God, you offer a tiny little thing as to start with, whatever you can afford, whatever you can, try to do. And from there, the transformation starts, and then your whole life becomes transformed into actual happiness and full dedication to the activities of, especially the direct activities of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, chanting, etc. So those are a few preliminary remarks, and now we'll take some reflections or questions. Yes?
Yeah.
It is so true about this pot of yogurt, and you can observe it in real life, what is happening. People here distribute books, and they might put a little bit of drop of that culture, yogurt culture, in the pot of life of a person, like in the form of one flyer, one book, one cookie. And then you see them, they come back for more books, for more information, and that's how it works. You just observe it in reality. And another point is that I really experienced in my life, and I truly believe that periods of struggle and depression miseries, so-called miseries, they lead to actual surrender. And the more those happen, the more you surrender. Some people don't need to have the miseries to surrender, but for some it is a curriculum Krishna sends to really, really suffer, and then the more you suffer, the more you surrender.
Well, if you do suffer, you're in good company, because Arjuna suffered like anything. Vyasadeva is suffering here. Prabhupada tells about how he had this idea to serve a spiritual master by getting a business going. He'd have a lot of money, and he'd be able to use it to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And then he mentions, does Prabhupada, that Krishna dismantled everything and took away his resources. At this time, he was sitting with a large group of disciples. He had success already around the world. So devotees had never seen Prabhupada in any other context, nor could they imagine him going through some kind of reversal, because all they saw was basically success in every direction. Of course, manning the Hare Krishna movement, there's plenty of setbacks, reversals of fortune. Yeah, plenty. And but so the devotees who were listening to this lecture, they sort of giggled or laughed. You know, it's sort of an appreciation for what Prabhupada had said, but like, oh, you know, we couldn't imagine you suffering or going through something. And then Prabhupada said, no, when Krishna takes away everything, you become very morose. This is a very difficult time. And so Prabhupada talked about that, and he also said after he took sannyas, he was walking and on a pathway, and a cow with long horns had thrashed him. Cows do that, you know, they can swing their head really fast, so you gotta watch out for the horns. If you're just walking around Govardhan Hill or something and you go over a nice cow and then bang! I've seen it happen, people just go flying, you know, because if you pick the wrong cow to pat, they all have their different natures. So Prabhupada was, he hit the ground, and he said, I was thinking, what is this? I just took sannyas. So, you know, it's not always clear going forward exactly what Krishna's plan is, and it can put one in a state of very intense prayer, like, what is the situation here? And if one can utilize that time to really take shelter of Krishna, then inevitably one can find that next breakthrough. What other points? Yes, Prabhu?
I like the point.
Oh.
You were mentioning the principle of tapakari.
Tapa, platakari, yes.
And maybe you could help expand. You know the reference, and I believe it's the Hamsa Gita prayers, chapter 4, the sixth canto, the tapakari principle causing miseries, and there's some, my memory serves, discussion of it transforms into the internal pleasure-giving potency.
Yeah, so...
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Pleta Tapakari is something Jiva Goswami mentions, that the highest pleasure in the spiritual world, like Madhurya Ras, in the material world, it becomes the attractive force, which is mentioned throughout the Bhagavatam. Pumsa Sriya Maitiru Bhavam Etam Tayomrito Hridaya Grantamahu Ato Griyakshitra Sutapta Vitera Janasya Moho Yamaham Mameti Rishabhadeva. If you want a splash of cold water in your face, read Rishabhadeva's teachings. But, you know, he talks about how the attraction between pumsa-sriya, between male and female in the material world, it seems like the best thing. but actually it becomes very entangling, and it obligates one to work very, very hard and to suffer ultimately. On the other hand, the Bhagavatam points out, Vikriti tam vrajava durbirahamja Vishnu, Shadhan vito nashinu yadatavarna yedya, Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhyakam, Amrid rogam ashva pahinot yacharina dhira. Sugriva Goswami is saying, if you hear about Krishna's affairs with the gopis in the spiritual world, then actually, Hrid rogam ashva pahinot yacharina, that very quickly you'll be freed from mundane lust and attachment to the material world. This is consistent with the theory I presented earlier that you have to be addicted either materially or spiritually. So Prabhupada mentions in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita that the Vedic literatures are there to transfer our attention from material subject matters to spiritual subject matters. So Hleda Tapakari means that you're getting faked out. The material world, Prabhupada says, is a colossal hoax. So don't get faked out. I learned that slightly when I was a kid. I was watching Bugs Bunny cartoons. It was a cartoon, you remember? In Bugs Bunny cartoons, he was a rabbit. And he was always being chased by this hunter named Elmer Fudd. And sometimes Bugs Bunny, to get away from Elmer Fudd, he would like go behind a tree, and then he'd change into a woman. And all it took was some eyelashes, and that was about it. I mean, there wasn't much more to it. He just got longer eyelashes, and he came out, and then all of a sudden Elmer Fudd went. And we were, as kids, we were going, it's the same rabbit, you stupid thing, you know. And so, actually, the living entity occupies different bodies in the material world, but, you know, if one has eyelashes or, you know, some slight modification, then it's an influence of Maya. You know, one can become bewildered. The actual form, substance, is there in the spiritual world. The real forms are there. Krishna says, "Urva mulamada shakam ashvatam prahuravyam chadamsi yasya parnani yastam veda chasaveda ve adashchodram prashita tasya shaka guna pravila vishaya pravala adashchamulan anushantatani karman vandini manusha loke Narupamasyehatatopalabhyate nantonacharyanatasamprajishta ashvatamenam suvarudambulam asangashastrenadritinachitpa tatakpadam tatparimargitam ya yasmin gatanam nirvartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yatak praviti prashritapurani,
which basically means that the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. And then he says, you know, you really don't know where you are in all this. Don't take it for granted that you think you know what you're doing, or that you know what you're doing, because you really don't. You don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going, you know what the form of this material world is, you're just absorbed. I mean, this morning I was walking to the Mangalartik, and I was looking, there's all these shops, like last night I was walking home, and people are in the bars merrymaking. And then this morning, it's all quiet. We can still smell the alcohol coming through the window. And I was just thinking that, like, do you guys really know what you're doing? I mean, you know, they just kind of catch on to this culture of the modes of material nature, and they think this is reality. But Krishna's saying, like, you don't know what you're doing. So learn, he says, how to extricate yourself from this world. He says, cut down the strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment, and then search out the original person who created the whole thing. That's devotional service. It's inherent in the process itself of searching out Krishna that detachment from the material world comes. Anyway, a couple more reflections. Yes?
Hare Krishna. So there's the four reasons why people come to devotional life.
Yeah.
And one of them being because of distress, material suffering. So when those people come, sometimes they leave. Is there any way that we can cultivate them in a certain way, and cultivate them so that they don't go back to their addiction or sickness? Because sometimes when they get alleviation from whatever they're suffering from, they go back,
yeah,
even after having
Well, that's mentioned in Prabhupada's purport to that verse. Chatura vidha bhajante mam jana sukhatino arjuna artho jignasa artati jnani cha bharatarshava. Four kinds of pious people come to me, Krishna says. One of them is desirous of wealth, the other one's in distress, the other's searching for knowledge, and the other one's already in knowledge of the Absolute Truth. And then he says, oftentimes we see, Prabhupada's talking from personal experience, that people come because they want some relief from distress, and then they get that relief, and then they go away again. So what is that? It's kind of a natural phenomena until somebody comes to a full realization of what they really want. And this is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, fifth canto, Satyam Dishati Artito Artinam Rinam Devartito Yad Aparam Artito Yata Swayam Vidate Bhajatam Anichatam Ichapitaram Nijapadapalavam. This verse, Krishna speaking, and he says, sometimes people come to me and they take to the process of devotional service, but then all they're asking for is material things. They want material benedictions. So Krishna says, okay, I'll give them material benedictions, but I'll do it in such a way that they won't ask for it anymore. They don't want it anymore. And instead, I'll replace it by giving my lotus feet. Icha pitaram nijapada, my personal nijapada palavam, I'll give them my lotus feet instead. And there's a paraphrase of that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. And there, this thought process Krishna's going through, he's saying, so this person has taken to devotional service but is asking for material things. So this person is a fool, Krishna says, because there's two cups. One is full of nectar and the other is full of poison. So this person is choosing to drink poison. He said, he may be a fool, but I'm not a fool. So he said that I will actually fulfill their material desire, but I'll do it in a way so they don't want it anymore. Giriraj Maharaj tells this story about how there was this young man who was translating Prabhupada's books into Marathi. They're in Juhu. And the young man's father would come with him sometimes to visit Prabhupada. They were discussing the translations and such, getting advice. So the young man's father had a habit of smoking. And he had told Prabhupada he wanted to give it up. So Prabhupada asked him one time, he said, did you give it up? And he said, no, I haven't given up. He said, I need your special mercy. And Prabhupada said, yes, you can have special mercy. But I should tell you that when you get this special mercy, Krishna will make you so miserable that you'd be forced to give it up. Would you like the special mercy? And the man says, no. I'll do it myself. So oftentimes people come when they're immature and they take the devotional service. That's something that Narada says, Tyakva sadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajana pakvo tapatatato yadi yatra kva babadrama buddha mushakim kovarta apto bhajatam sadharmata. They give up everything. Tyakva sadharmam. They give up whatever they're doing. But they're apakva, means they're not ripe yet. They weren't ready for it. And Narada Muni says, no loss. At least they went for it. They jumped for the bar, they missed it, but they get. It counts the forward progress. At least they tried for it. And then later on, they can take up again where they took up. But your question was, can we help them? And I mean, we should try as much as possible for ourselves and for others to, for whatever reason someone's come, to give them such appropriate engagement in devotional service. That means engagement that matches their adhikari, that they'll feel naturally compelled to want to stay in devotional service. So a lot of that has to do with having an atmosphere so that where they feel loved and wanted, and also where there's some nice facility for them, like nice prasadam and some service and things like that. We can do the best we can. And then oftentimes people who start off with a certain motivation, they can transform. Is it over? Huh? Any other questions? Yes?
So, sometimes when we're in devotional service, and we're in the process of surrendering, and sometimes we might make an offense, or and our heart becomes hard. Is there...
We do make an offense? Sometimes if we make an offense, our heart becomes hard?
Yeah, or we take on so many austerities and get puffed up, and then we become critical of others, and our heart becomes hard.
Yes.
Is it possible to soften that heart after it becomes hard?
Well, one thing is, offenses are a little dangerous. You know, at work sites where they have construction going on, or like in commercial kitchens, they have signs up that say, safety first. You ever seen that?
Hard hat area.
Hard hat area, but safety first. And in the first offense against the holy name, blaspheming devotees have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. This is one that Vishnu Chakravartakur says we should be really aware of. Be careful. Safety first. It may have an inclination to criticize others, especially devotees, but be safe first. Don't take liberties on that side, unless you absolutely have to, because it's your duty in some way. So be really careful, because those kinds of offenses, Vishnu Chakravartakura says the first offense and the seventh offense are especially dangerous, because if you commit those, then you actually have to experience some heavy suffering in order to get purified. The other offenses, he said, you can rectify by continuing chanting. But those two offenses, you actually have to suffer. So a safe environment is helpful, where there's a culture of not criticizing devotees, and also, encouraging devotees to take devotional service. If the heart becomes hard, it's a good idea to try to rectify one's offenses by approaching the devotees one's offended and seeking forgiveness. That's helpful. And then continuing the process of devotional service in a humble state of mind. Okay. Any last reflections? Unrelated questions? Controversial things? Okay, I'll read the verse one last time. Amayo yasya bhutanam jayate yena suvrata tadiva hyamayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam. A good soul does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which is caused by the very same thing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Chakalpudrusha, Kripasanabe, Vichapatita, Babani, Vaishnavi, Vyamana Mahan, and the Gori Vaishnavini Jai.
Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.